And I've discovered that when it comes to service, it starts with worship. Praise the Lord. Service starts with what? Service starts with, how many of you agree that service starts with what? Worship. Worship is service. Just like the study of the word is also service. An acceptable service is done if it is done in the right way. I want us to turn our Bibles to Psalm 100. I hope you came with your Bible. Praise the Lord. You see, these days at times we forget, since we see all the scriptures on the screen, but it's still good to read the Bible. Is that right? Amen. Psalm 100. It says, and I read, this psalm is a psalm of David. It says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Praise the Lord. Now, the question is this. Looking at this whole scripture, it is talking about praising God. The scripture is talking about thanking God. It's talking about blessing his name. But there, right in verse 2, is also talking about service. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. So, which means that worship is service. If we do it properly, God will be praised. Praise the Lord. If we do it properly, it means serve the Lord with gladness by coming before him with singing as a worshiper. God is looking for those who will serve him in spirit and in truth. The reason why I said it starts with worship is this, because that is the entry point. If we are not able to worship and worship God effectively, we will not know what is in his heart. We may even be doing so many things for God and God is not in it. But when we worship and he unfolds his plans and his heart to us, we will be able to do what pleases him. Have you experienced that bows down is not actually our knees but our hearts? That our hearts will be fully bowed to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Our hearts should be fully bowed to the Lord in adoration. And as we adore the Lord, what do we see? We see his greatness. We see his power. We see his majesty. We see that he is the victorious God and he is the glorious God. I want to ask you a question. This very day, have you seen the greatness of God? I mean, just think for a moment. Have you seen God as the great God? Have you also seen the majesty of God? Have you also seen his power in action? If I don't ask you, you may go through the day just like that without actually noticing
that these things had happened in your life today. If God is our Father, He is the ever-present Father. He's present with us, and He will continue to be present. Praise the Lord. I will also still ask you, what was the greatest experience of Him that happened to you today? Just think. What was the greatest experience of God that happened to you today? We started the day. This is almost to 7. I'm asking you the question. What was that great experience of God that you had today? Don't just look at me. Think. After all, you should be able to say, this is it. I ask you another question. When did you bow before God and feel His presence today? Maybe you're there in the kitchen, or you are there walking on the road, and all of a sudden the presence of God envelopes you. Have you felt that today? I am not talking about religious activities. I am talking about your sincere fellowship with God. Did you feel Him? How did you love Him with all your heart? How did you love God in your heart? Have you said something to God today? Have you said to Him, Father, I just bless your name. You've done this. Did it just come to you? Is there any time such a thing came during the day? Maybe you were in the midst of people. Maybe you were in the room. You just found yourself saying, Lord, I just bless you with my heart. I just open up my heart to you. I can see your goodness. I can see what you're doing in my life. Brethren, these are ways we can get closer to God. If all we do is just to go about our daily activities and we only relate with God during the time of prayer, we have not fellowshiped with Him. Every moment of the day, God wants to be involved in our lives. He wants to be what? Involved. At what point do you feel your heart open to Him today? Today, I'm still talking about today. At what point? Was there a time you just paused and you felt God around you and you said something to Him? You just talked to Him. This is between you and Him. Oftentimes, we think God is that Father that when I want to pray, I will just go to one corner, kneel and pray. And after that, I begin to go about my activities. But brethren, I'm sharing with us some of the things that can help us in our fellowship. If we are not conscious of God's presence at every point in time, if we are not conscious of Him, we will just be doing a routine. But God wants to take us beyond routine. He wants to take you and I beyond routine. I'm asking, what is it that you are holding on to that you don't want to let go? And you have said it to Him, Father, I just discovered I did this. And I'm asking that you help me to let go. Brethren, none of us is perfect, but we have to make conscious effort to relate with our Father. When you talk about hearing God, some think it is abstract. Are you following? Some think it is abstract. Why? Because they have not come into such an experience. And for some who say they hear God, they think that, how come that person is saying he is hearing God? Why am I not hearing God? But the question is, they never ask such a question. But He is our ever-present help. He is there right beside us. If this is the only thing you're going to gain and take out of this retreat ground, I want to let you know it will transform your life. Praise the Lord. We need to learn to get closer to God. We have to worship Him and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Don't just do it because you have to. Let's be conscious of His presence and feel His love around us. You see, in this part of the world, many of us are not used to being loved. For some of us, I'm sure you have not even heard "I love you" for almost a month. Is it true? We are not used to it here. We just live. We do things. We may be appreciated. Are you following? But do you know that even God's name is called who? Love. God is love. When He brings His truth to us, He brings it to us in what? In His love. You know what I discovered? That when truth, when we receive the truth of God's word, it stays hard if we do not receive it with the love of God. It's the love of God that softens the truth. And at the same time, if we receive the love of God, yes, we see the pampering aspect of our Father, but it is the truth that makes love strong. So the two of them, we cannot do without. I want to show you a scripture that I found in Psalm 40. Psalm 40, David said, I have been hidden in Psalm 40. Did I say Psalm 40? Yes, 10 and 11. I have been hidden from your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. Love and what? Truth. They all go hand in hand. You cannot hold on to truth without love. David said it. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from what? The great assembly. Do not withhold your tender mercies from me. Let your loving kindness and your what? Truth continually preserve me. I pray that we will hold on to the truth of God's word in the name of Jesus, and we will also hold on to His love in Jesus' name. The psalmist says in that Psalm 95, when you hear His voice, don't do what? Don't harden your heart. When God's voice comes to you, don't do what? Harden your heart. Always see it that it is your Father, Heavenly Father, who is bringing His word to you, and He will never give you what will harm you. Is that true? God will never give us what will harm us. Oftentimes, when God's word comes to us, we just receive the word and we thank Him for that word. But we don't take time to analyze the word. We have to take time to say, Father, this is the word you gave me. Then you begin to ask yourself questions, even concerning that same word. I'm sharing this with you because I know God will give you His word, and you will hear Him clearly. When the word of the Lord will come, are you following? Let me give you an example. The Bible says, Hebrews 11 6. Without faith, it is impossible to do what? To please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, you believe that that word can come? It can just come to you. It can come to me. How then, what then should I do with it? Because when you are going to seek God, God will give you a word. Throughout our stay here, God will give you his word. Amen. It says, without faith, it is impossible to do what? Please God. You ask yourself the question, without faith, do I really have faith? Do I really have the faith that pleases God? What type of faith am I even expressing? This is questions between you and who? Nobody is going to ask you. Are you following? But you must be able to know. When you take the word, you put them in segment, pieces it like that, and ask questions about that same word. It says, he who comes to God must believe that he is. I ask myself the question, have I really come to God? Is my heart open to God? Have I truly come to you? Holy Spirit, reveal the state of my heart concerning my relationship with God. Have I come? Father, I want to come closer. Must believe that he is. Do I really believe? Brethren, what does it mean to believe? It means to rely on God, to cling unto him, and to trust him. If we have to trust God, rely on him, and cling to him, that is what believe means. Then I ask myself, do I really trust him? Do I really believe? These are where we can, and if the word cannot speak to us, we cannot use it. Then it says, he must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who do what? Diligent. How am I seeking God? How? Am I doing it diligently? When I come to God, am I diligent concerning the way I seek him? I want the reward. Everybody wants the reward. God is a rewarder. He will definitely reward. But then we need to seek him how? Diligently. God will help us in the name of Jesus. We ask ourselves the question, how do we seek him? How? How am I seeking him? Jesus gave us a picture when he taught us about the parable of the sower. Because when the word of God dwells in us, we seek God faithfully. But if we don't have enough, if the word is not in us, we seek God based on what people are doing. But God is calling us to come closer. What exactly, what type of heart do we have? Is our heart open to him? Are we the type that once there is an issue, we get so worked up, we drop everything about God? Brethren, if we do this correctly, and we seek him, and we allow the word, you see, by the time you keep asking yourself all these questions, before you know it, you will quote this same verse off head. Why? Because you have pondered over it, you have tossed it in your heart, you have asked God concerning it, you have answered yourself, you have written down areas that you need to change, and you are working diligently towards it. And at the end of the day, if you will remember, oh, He said to me yesterday, without faith, it is impossible to do what? Please God. We have been told that we need to learn to memorize the scriptures, not just because we want to put it in our head, but we want it to flow from where? Our hearts. Brethren, let's draw closer to God. He's waiting. He is waiting. And I'm sure he's so happy we are here. And my prayer is that we will hear him in Jesus' name. And as you fellowship, and as you ponder over this word, let it lead you into what? Prayer. You have written out the areas of the same word that is not working in your life. Let it lead you to what? Prayer. You have also written the ones you have seen that is really working. It will lead you to what? Thanksgiving. Thanking God that his word is working in your life. Praying that those areas you need to look into is also being handled through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let it lead us into prayer. And at the end of the day, when we need to repent, please let us do what? Repent. Don't explain things away before God. If you hide before man, you cannot hide before God. 1 John 1:9 says, if anyone thinks he has no sin, says there is no truth in him. Is that true? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from what? The previous verse says, if anybody says he has no sin, then if we say we have no sin, we deceive who? Ourselves. And the truth is not in us. When the word comes, it will also lead us to repentance. When the word comes, it will also lead us to prayer. And when the word comes, brethren, it will also lead us to intercession. Because we will see what God has done in our lives. Are you following? We will see what God is saying is no longer there. It will also move us to pray for others who are also in the same shoes. May the Lord help us. Take the word of God seriously. Allow the Lord to minister to you. Allow the Lord to give you direction. Allow the Lord to show you what you ought to do. Maybe some of us are just serving the way we want. And the reason why God has brought you here is so that you will receive the right guidance through the power of the Holy Spirit as to what he wants you to do. Start with what? Worship. That is our starting point. And I pray, as we adore God, and as we bless him, as we honor him, and as we lay ourselves bare before him, we will meet with him. In the name of Jesus. We will meet with him. Our lives will be transformed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look, don't look down on yourself. Whatever you may have done before, just put it behind you. Let it be me and who? And God. Praise the Lord. Let it be you and God. Whatever it is that may have happened in your life before, just put it behind you. Hold on to the one who is able to transform your life. It will be so bad if we stay the way we are. But my prayer is that we will not stay the way we are. Amen. God will take us further. God will take us into his presence. God will take us into the Holy of Holies. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will commune with God. We will fellowship with him. We will receive instructions from him. We will understand what he is saying. He will guide and direct our hearts, and he will lead us to do the right thing. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Praise the Lord. Can we pray? I will make my life your dwelling place. I will build your throne in my heart. Come, Father, come, Father, come, Son, come, Holy Spirit, come and take your place in my heart. I will make my life your dwelling. Sing it with all your heart. Sing it deeply. I will be everything. To purify us and make us fit for his use. Let's ask him to purify us. Let's plead the blood of Jesus over our lives. Father, purify us, O God, so that we can boldly say that we are yours. We come before you, Father. Purify us. Make our body your sanctuary. Make our bodies your sanctuary. Purify us, O God, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Fill us, O God, with your presence. Yes, let us be able to say that our body is your sanctuary. Here we are, Lord. Come and do a new thing. Pray in the mighty name of Jesus that God will purify you, God will strengthen you, God will purify your heart. Father, purify our hearts. Purify us, O God. Purify our bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. Open our ears. Tell the Lord to open your ears that you may hear God clearly. I want to believe that God wants to take us to another level of fellowship with Him. Open your heart to God. Maybe you may have been seeking God in a particular way. The Holy Spirit is about to do a new thing in your life. Pray in Jesus' name that your heart will be open to receive from Him. Your heart will be open to hear Him. Your ears will be open to hear Him. Your eyes will open to behold wondrous things out of His law. The word of God will be a delight to you. In the name of Jesus, you will no longer struggle over it. The word of God will be a delight to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will spend quality time in God's word. We will spend quality times in prayer. We will allow the Holy Spirit to transform our lives. Father, purify us, O God. Make us that vessel of honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, King of glory. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. Father, we just love you. Thank you. Thank you for being so present. I know you're here. Thank you. It is a privilege to have you in our midst. Thank you, Father. May we continue to dwell in your presence in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Pass me not, O gentle.